It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
Shave for the Brave is an organization that raises money for the Quad Cities Honor Flight. And they've got a big event, fundraising event, coming up this Saturday at the Galesburg Post 285 American Legion. And joining us to talk about it this morning, Crystal Wilson and Christy Wingo with Shave for the Brave. Ladies, good morning. Welcome. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Well, let's start with you, Crystal. We've had you on before. You had a huge event over the summer that raised a lot of money for the Shave for the Brave event itself. Tell us kind of how that got started and about the Honor Flight and how you got involved in this.
Yeah, in March it was James Pearl is one of my best friends, and he challenged me to raise $1,000 for the Honor Flight of the Quad Cities, and in turn, if I would raise that money, he would shave his long Duck Dynasty beard. And I was like, yes, I want it gone. So I wanted to raise the money, but then I decided I talked to him and I said, we should just turn it into an event. There might be other people that want to be involved, and why not try to raise more money than just $1,000? So James really was passionate about the Honor Flight, as I am. So we decided to choose them. We contacted them and told them what we were going to do. They were a little sketchy with us and didn't quite believe, I guess, in what our event would be. But they allowed us to become an event for them. And then we raised money, put sponsors on the back of our t-shirts, sold t-shirts. And then we had our big event with the Laser at the Big Band Barbecue. We kind of latched on with Chris LeGros out there and Cactus. And they actually let us have a stage and everything. And we had people go out and they actually raised their own money. They came out that day. We get them on stage. We tell them, you know, they get a few minutes to talk about why they raised the money. Maybe it was a loved one that was in the military, whatever reason it was. And then we shave them. So it's kind of like you go out and you raise your own money. You get up on stage. We shaved heads, beards, anything from the neck up. And I even shaved my brother's eyebrows. You know, you got to do what you got to do for money.
So. Yeah, well, there you go.
And that event, actually, we raised close to almost $8,000 or $9,000. And in total in 2014, in just a few months, we raised $16,000.
I understand what's coming up before us this weekend is not necessarily so much revolving around the shaving. It's just kind of an offshoot of what you're doing in the fundraising for the same thing.
Absolutely. When we raised that kind of money, we just thought it was a one-time thing. And, you know, we had a lot of fun at it. And then the Honor Flight was so thrilled when we gave them the check. We're actually a platinum sponsor for them now. So they're kind of like, now they go, oh, you want to do another event? Just go ahead. But we decided now we can't not do these events. And so this year we decided to kind of start off January with an event to kind of educate the public about the Honor Flight, about what we are. The American Legion gave us the Legion for free for the day. And we decided to put this bags and bands tournament together. We're not shaving at this event. You can talk to us about shaving or sign up to shave in May. But
it's too cold to shave right now.
It is. Everybody wants to keep it on right now.
Well, talk a little bit, Crystal, about the Honor Flight itself, because there may still be some people who don't know that much. I didn't know that much about it until the first time we had you on last spring.
Well, I've even learned a lot about the Honor Flight. What it is an organization that sends veterans to Washington, D.C. The veterans that are allowed to go right now are the Korean War, World War II, because we're losing them every day. And then if a Vietnam vet is terminally ill, they get to go as well. So it's a great thing for veterans. It's completely free. I didn't even know this. It's a one-day event. So they show up like at 5 in the morning. They fly out. They have guardians with them, you know, people that pay their own way to get to go. And that's something that our committee is actually doing this year, is going on a flight. But they fly out. They see all the Washington monuments in one day. They're not allowed to bring any money. So it's completely free for them. They get a T-shirt, a jacket, food all day. I mean, they're just treated like royalty. I got to see a flight come home this year. We were honored to go up and welcome home a flight in October. And it just brought tears to my eyes. It kind of showed me and several of our committee members full circle on what this does for the veterans. And we got to hear their stories and talk to them. And it was just a really great experience. You know, they served our country, and they should be able to go out and see this.
I know this is something near and dear to you, Jim, because your dad's going to be going on one, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to get to go on the one this spring. So, and everybody that he has talked to, his friends, come back, and it's all the same thing. They just are really, really touched by what's done for them, and being able to get together with some of the, you know, the others that had served the country in their time. And it's a special day. I guess you probably found that in actually witnessing it, being a part of it, probably motivates you more now than ever to raise money for it.
Absolutely. When we were able to go on the tarmac and like hand out ice cream to them when they got off the flight, and there was just tears in their eyes, and I was tearing up, and the welcome home from everybody. I mean, there were thousands of people at the airport, and I thought that was incredible. It was just a really touching experience.
Talking with Crystal Wilson and Christy Wingo from Shave for the Brave. They've got an event coming up this Saturday, Bags and Bands. It's going to be at the Post 285 American Legion. And Christy, talk a little bit about the event. People say Bags and Bands. What does that mean? Well, Bags tournament. If people don't know, the bean bags has become really huge. So you're going to have a tournament, and bands are going to be playing all day.
All day. Two on. I think we will be done tomorrow around midnight or so.
Yep.
Motor Biscuit is headlining that night. So got a lot of other bands lined up. It's going to be a really good time. It's going to be busy, hopefully. So come out and show your support. We're really excited.
Yeah, lots of great music, food. Of course, Bill Villarreal is going to be there with High Noon Barbecue, which is near and dear to my heart, by the way, just saying. but yeah, like I said, music all day long. And tell us about the Bags tournament, Crystal.
Yeah, the sign up is from 11:30 to 12:30. It's $30 per team of two. We're doing a 50% payout. So as many, you know, teams that come in, is we're paying out 50% of what we bring in. Bags fly at 1, and it goes until it's over. It is a bracket type of tournament, so it's going to be really exciting. And we're going to do that kind of in the back part of the Legion, and then in the front is the bands.
Okay. And assume there's a charge to get in that's going to go toward the Shave for the Brave.
We wanted to do a free event in Galesburg. We think it's very important. Times are tough, you know. If there's any way that you can come out and support us, even if you're just there learning about the Honor Flight is actually going to be there themselves as well, selling T-shirts, handing out information. So if there's a veteran that you know that you want to take on the flight, or you want to get them an application, they'll have applications there as well. But we really wanted to do a free event in Galesburg, and it's all ages. Since we're serving food from High Noon and the American Legion is doing food, we're able to have all ages, because that's what's really important to us. Kind of like our mission statement that we haven't officially sent out is, you know, we want the next generations to show support to our military and continue to volunteer in different things. And that's just really important to us as well.
Mm-hmm. Christy Wingo, how did you become involved in all this?
So I'm good friends with Crystal. We've been friends for a while now. And I was just around when they started the event last year, and kind of one of her right-hand man helping her out. And there's a lot of us that takes a lot of us to pull off an event like this. So
yeah, we started with 5 of us last year, and somehow we pulled it off, and I don't even know how. That's just the 5 that really originally started it. Then I got my parents involved, and my cousins involved, and James got his parents involved, and his sister involved, and you know, we just kind of spread the word, hey, we need help that day at the event. Now our committee is grown to like 20 people. And we keep growing and adding people here and there. I don't know if I just feel like, you know, I'm out soliciting for it all the time. But we've really just roped kind of people in. But it's great because we need all the help that we can get. These organizations that I'm part of, because I'm on the dog park committee and done other things. It does take a lot of work, but it's very rewarding in the end. But it's people like Christy that help, and you guys letting us come on and broadcast about this that really makes this a success.
Crystal Wilson and Christy Wingo joining us this morning. The event coming up this Saturday for Shave for the Brave that benefits the Quad Cities Honor Flight. Bags and Bands is the event. Gets underway at about 11:30 on Saturday. As Crystal mentioned, if I would have been reading the sheet in front of me, it says no cover charge right on. And, you know, the thing is, you've got 9 bands playing for you. That's, you know, these guys, they make money doing this normally. That's 9 bands, a lot of people that are donating their time for this.
Yep. They all donated their time, and I want to say a huge shout out to David Hamilton. He's amazing. He's the manager for Motor Biscuit. We reached out to him to ask Motor Biscuit to play for us for free, and he actually just started helping us. And he said, "You know what? I'll start promoting this. I'll get the bands lined up for you." He's been a huge asset to me. To us, I should say. And huge shout out to him because he got all the bands lined up. They're all coming from Peoria, the Quad Cities, Motor Biscuits and Galva. Frank F. Sydney's here in town. You know, so we have all of them coming out. All of them donated their time. So it's just a huge, you know, when Dave met us, he was like, well, you know, maybe you could do a prize or something for the bands. And it kind of takes away with what we're doing because we really want all the proceeds to go back, you know, to the honor flight. We take nothing out of it. And he said, I'll reach out to the bands and I'll see what happens. That week he called me and he said, I have 9 bands. He was just in shock. So
pretty cool. So also people can donate, I'm sure, a 50-50 drawing. You're also going to have a silent auction. I'm sure some great items on that as well.
It's pretty amazing what the local businesses have donated. We have Kohl's, Diamond Gallery. You know, I could just go on and on. Coney Island, you name it, we've got a gift certificate or an item from them. And that means a lot to us, too, because that is kind of how we are raising our money. We will have a free will donation box there, of course, that you can. Because it costs $500 to send one veteran. And this year, our goal is $50,000 because it'll send an entire flight.
Wow. Incredible. All right. Again, the event coming up this Saturday at Post 285 American Legion on North Street. Gets underway at about 11:30. It's bags and bands. And if you can't get there 11:30, anywhere from 11:30 to midnight or after, you're going to have a chance to go and help out and have a great time.
Yeah, and we also have a wall coming.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the Illinois Fallen Heroes Traveling Memorial Wall is actually going to be there. That's going to be an extra added attraction for veterans that would like to go also.
Yep, and that's, again, why we want it to be free as well. You can come in and look at the wall. It's every fallen hero from Illinois, I believe, since 9/11. So it's just a great wall that we have coming, and it's another added perk to what we're doing. Because, yes, it is about the Korean and World War II right now with who we send, but down the road it's going to be those folks that we send to.
All right, Crystal, Christy, thank you so much for your time and all you're doing for the honor flight of the Quad Cities.
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks for joining us this morning.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.